I've been in Corpus 35 years right now. And the Lord gave me this little song, and we'll just sort of sing it. Now the champion marched for 40 days, saying, give me a man to fight. The Israelites said, we got a brave heart, but our feet are sort of full of fright. Then a boy with a sling, a pocket full of rocks, that knew how to trust and pray, said, if you're going to run, Goliath, you might as well take off now, because I came here to stay. Run if you want to, run if you will, but I came here to stay. When I fall down, I'm going to get right up. Didn't start out to play. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. It's a fight and not a game. Run if you want to, run if you will. But I came here to stay. Now that the decree had been signed by the hand of the king, Daniel still prayed to the Lord. The hungry lions pacing the den. Here comes supper, one roared. And if you'd have been standing anywhere close, you'd have heard Brother Daniel say, if you're talking about me, forget it, boys. I came in here to stay. Run if you want to, run if you will. I came here to stay. When I fall down, I'm gonna get right up. Didn't start out to play. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. Fight and not a game. Run if you want to, run if you will, but I came. Now, the boys wouldn't bow. The king got mad and said, turn that old furnace up, high time up. Throw 'em on in. The Hebrew boys are gonna fry. A little while later, he looked in the furnace. He heard Brother Shadrach say, pull up a chair, boys, and warm your hands. We came in here to stay. Run if you want to, run if you will. I came here to stay. When I fall down, I'm gonna get right up. Didn't start out to play. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. Fight and not a game. Run if you want to, run if you will. I want all the preachers to stand, every preacher. I've got a sermon, stanza I wrote for you. On the way to Dallas in the plane. Now the preachers wouldn't bow. The state got mad and said, turn those rules up high. Time up. Put the pressure on them. Their freedom and liberty is gonna die. A little while later, they looked in the churches. They heard God's prophets say, we may burn, but we'll never bend. Our God's just the same today. To run if you want to, run if you will. Came here to stay. When I fall down, I'm gonna get right up. Didn't start out to play. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. Fight and not a game. Run if you want to, run if you will, but I came here to stay.
All right, let's see here. Stupid commercials. I hate those dumb things. I'd rather watch T.D. Jakes videos than those stupid commercials. I hate hate that.
What do you have?
All of them have commercials too. They're all just like a bunch of money hucksters out there, man. They gotta have money coming in. It's ridiculous, man. So ridiculous. Look at that. All of them have these commercials that are playing like non-stop.
To the words of the prophets.
Yeah.
What is in there?
It's all about money.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. Sing on the portals, he's watching and waiting, watching for you.
Okay, well, we already started out getting spammed like crazy on here. For what reason, I don't know, besides Satan hates me. That's probably the best reason I could come up with, which I ought to be used to by now. It seems ridiculous that they would – I mean, I don't even see what in the world could offend anybody with the title of this, besides the truth, I guess. I guess that can offend people. Obviously, it does. all these fake dummy accounts that people put up. There's this weird guy named Cameraman, and I'll just go ahead and out him because I'm in the mood to out people. He calls himself Cameraman, and he, like, sends me weird stuff. And him and EJ Love, they got together and made these weird websites. I really don't care if people know that I say his name, and he can go find out, and he can go say he's going to sue me and take me to court to the Pope in Rome or something weird like that. I really don't care. I'm in that kind of a mood right now where I really don't care. I get in that kind of a mood where it's like, okay, well, you know where I'm at. I'm not hard to find. If you want to go ahead and do that, go ahead and do it. But stop making stupid websites with my name on it and stop merging pictures together of me that are just totally dumb and sending me weird cryptic emails that are totally insane because you guys sit in your mother's basement and play video games all night and do weird stuff like that. So I'll just go ahead and say it out loud that it's like the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life to do that. But if you're going to make up dummy accounts and come on here and do that stuff, and I know you'll play the whole game like, well, that's not me, prove it's not me, and all this stuff. Well, all one has to do is go to Facebook, look at your groups that you make on Facebook, and then look at the fact that you have pictures of me and Spurgeon, and you have them made into one thing like that, and then into one picture, and then you talk about me and have weird websites about me, and you both say the same things on Facebook posts or on YouTube posts that you say on Facebook posts. You do the same thing. So it's not hard to figure out that you're kind of squirrely and you dude's got some issues. But I hope you get saved by the grace of God so you don't land in hell, because it's probably what's coming if you don't get right with God. You know, usually those charismatics, they can never get that spirit out of them. That's why they hate Baptists so much, because they can't get that charismatic spirit out of them. It's a devil that goes inside of them that they never do shake. I rarely see people that are that entrenched with the charismatic movement that think that they actually have, you know, these powers and everything like that. I rarely see them ever come out of it. That weird cameraman dude, you know, I'm not even going to mention any of the stories that people told me in private about that guy, just because I don't do that to those other people. But the guy's a weirdo. You're just a weirdo. So that's just the way it goes. And you can tell you're not a real man because you can't use your real name. I mean, who uses a name like Cameraman? What are you, like a superhero to yourself or something? Are you going to get a cape and like start flying, or what's the deal? I mean, it's just, it's really strange. Like you like, who makes that name up like that? I am Cameraman. I mean, why don't you just give your real name? I get to kick all these people, make these websites and do all these hidden things all the time. It's just goofy. Whatever. Anyway, I just get sick of it. It's just really strange, weird stuff. That's for sure. Anyway, that's the way it goes. It's all like that with the flat earth conspiracy, weird theories and all the other things that come about with it. It's just the way it goes. I know they're weirdos. I absolutely know they're weirdos. You know, I've seen it. I mean, the weird emails, like, telling me to stop doing what I'm doing and all kinds of weird stuff like that. It's like, yeah, right, whatever. Anyway, but, so, good morning. Hope you're having a good morning. I use my real name, too. So, that was my intro. And yes, I do use my real name, because I really have to confront people on a daily basis and really live my life and not, you know, live in like YouTube land. By the way, could we just forget the nonsense where you think like there's some kind of anonymity when you're on YouTube, like, or like you're going to hide your ID? Like, okay, listen. Everybody that's trying to hide from the Antichrist right now, would you just stop? Because you're not going to hide from the beast system. If you buy underwear, the beast knows where you're at. Let's just be real, okay? I know this is coolly uncut this morning, but I'm just telling you. It's the way it goes. You're not going to hide from the Antichrist. You're not going to hide from the beast system. If you have a social security number, you're in the system. If you buy pretzels, you're in the system, okay? I mean, you're not going to like be this like I know. I've had all kinds of guys come through that get spooked, and they're in the underground church now, or they're out in the middle of the woods somewhere, and they're hiding out there somewhere like Scott Johnson does in the woods somewhere. I don't know, up in the mountains or something weird that he does, chasing around Nephilim and chasing around looking for black-eyed children. It's unbelievable. But they're out there, and they're like, Scott Johnson's looking for black-eyed children. Let's just be real here, okay? I mean, it's just really weird stuff. It just is. After a while, I'm just like, this stuff is just dumb. Why don't people just grow up and realize that this is real life and you're not some like fantastic superhero? You're not just some fantastic superhero that's out there like undercover that nobody knows where you live and all that kind of weird stuff, okay? It's not probable. It's not the way it's going to be. No, I don't. I'm not accusing everybody that uses a handle name on here of doing that. I'm just talking about the people that get real divisive, that say a lot of crazy stuff, and then they don't use their real name and send encrypted emails to me and act like they're tough guys, and that they're, you know, that I better stop or else, and all this other goofball stuff. It's like, okay, really? So you don't even use a real name. You go by, like, cameraman. Or the Underground Church Network. Yeah, right, sure you are. Okay there, superhero guy. You got it, big guy. Remember, it's Friday. It's uncut. Oh, man. Okay, anyway. Peter says, I can't believe YouTube would take down a video of mine exposing pedophiles. I don't know what you said on the video, Peter, so I don't know why they would take it down anyway. Because they hate God? that's why YouTube takes everything down. If you, I'm telling you, a lot of what it is, here's the thing, If you have to be very careful, you have to be very careful about what you put in the title. Because if you put something in the title that trips them off, then YouTube will plug that video and they'll kick it out. So your title makes a big difference. Mike Ladd says, if you have a pulse, then you're in the system. That's right. And we're going to talk about that system when I'm done ranting. But then we'll get talking about the AI system and all those other things. But right now, I'm just on this rant, so I'm just going to keep it going. Yeah. But let's see who's on here anyway. Some really weird people were on there. I guess Barry White was on there. Barry White got kicked off. What's up with all the weird fake white supremacists that come on here? What's up with that anyway?
They do that on purpose.
I know they do. They're just a bunch of goofballs. They're probably not even white supremacists. They're probably not. They're probably just fake. Anyway, let's see. Mary's on here. Luke, Lisa. Carl Winters, Barry White. Did he have two accounts?
Yeah.
That's gotta be one of those goofball trolls. Maybe they're cameraman or Facebook man or Peter Pan man or something like that. That's probably what they are. Mr. Superheroes. Heroes in a half shell. Right? So they add their fake comments in. What's a Babesky? Carl Winters said Babesky. I hope he's not talking to me. Okay, no, he's talking to Mary. Cindy. Let's see. Brandon Swanson. Oh, drag events near Iowa City? Yeah, that's no surprise. See, look at this guy right here. This unactivated guy. What a weirdo. Let's see. Carl Winters with his no-eyed gang. Man, I can't stop sneezing. I think I'm allergic to all of you. Oh, I don't know. Again, I'm not blaming EJ Love for putting stuff on here right now. I'm just saying in the past he's had all the weird stuff. Who even know? I don't even know if that's his real name. It doesn't really matter. Not that it really matters. Because now he'll send me this email. You're falsely accusing me. No, I just referenced something that you did before. That's all. Let's see. Yeah. Dulce Hernandez. Okay. Turtle power. Yeah. Let's see. What are the noise? I missed it. No eyes? Oh, the no-eyed laws? Let's not get into that. We don't want to get into the no-eyed laws. We've already been over those. Carl. Susan Sands. You can't use words either these days. I don't know what that meant. Anyway, let's see. That's weird, Carl. That's really weird. That's weird. I haven't been sneezing, and all of a sudden I just started. Could be the coronavirus, or I might have AIDS. One of the two things, if I look on Google, if I look on WebMD, it's either I have AIDS, or I have Ebola, or I have influenza, or it's just AIDS. Oh, yeah, you really have to be careful when you put those videos on, I mean, because of the nature of stuff. I would tell you this, too. I'd be careful about focusing too much on that stuff because it's not healthy for your mind either. There's a lot of sick things that go in this world the Bible talks about. I'm not saying that we don't warn people of it, but it's wise not to focus too much on those things because, man, you want to talk about getting yourself depressed. Just start looking into that stuff. You'll figure out real quick the whole world, they're a bunch of stinking perverts. That's just what happens. Maybe they're chemtrails. Maybe they are. Yeah, you can't use certain words like that. Let's see. No, it's not dust from my Bible, that's for sure. Let's see. Well, we got everybody here. We'll get started here in a minute with what we're going to talk about here. A few different things. We're going to talk about some current affairs, and obviously that deals with apostasy, AI. A lot of stuff on the front that I think we need to be careful of that's coming. And there's a certain attack that I'm seeing arising here with, I don't take much drugs. I try not to. That's not the attack, but I really don't take a lot of medicine or anything. I don't like to. No, Carl, you did that on purpose. You wanted me to think about the no-eyed laws along with the flat earth and every other weird thing out there. Whoa, where did Donut Lover come from? Donut Lover? Authorized Mike. Killed the donut. I wonder what that was about. What was that about? Mike's like, he's gone. Look at that loser's name. He's out of here. Nobody's real if their name is Donut Lover. They're gone. Mike's like, they're out of here. They're finished. Let's see. Vitamin C every hour until have to potty. Vitamin C makes you potty? Let's see. Who mentioned Hitler, Donut Lover? Did he? Yeah, there we go. Okay. Well, anyway, interesting stuff here. Let's see. I'll probably think of something else crazy to talk to you about here besides the crazy stuff that I'm about to show you here. But we're going to look at some, bacon is good for the immune. I know bacon is good for the immune system. I eat bacon a lot, especially when I find it on sale. It is a weird chat today. I'm weird today. It's just one of those days for me. Because honestly, I wanted to go to my cave and just like hang out in the underground church and not do anything. I did. I seriously wanted to like not do anything right now. Like just feel like I don't want to do anything. I could be honest with you and tell you there's some times that I'm like, I don't really want to do anything. I don't want to be around anybody. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to do anything. I never used to be like that either. But stuff happens in life sometimes, and you go through some things, and it changes your mind a little bit. Well, it affects your mind a little bit, I should say. So, but we do what we do and for the Lord and not for ourselves. But I can tell you that I really could have just go hid in my cave today and not done anything. Yeah. That's right. Why do people take all the good names like Underground Church Network? That's a great name. It's like the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I mean, that's a great title for a church right there. But then they took it. I know, Andrea, we all have those days. Sometimes I have them more than I should, I think. Oh, sometimes I'm just ornerier than I should be. Okay, first, Elon Musk. Quite the guy Elon Musk is. He's the guy, he's the Tesla guy. It's got all the fancy cars that are electric, right? And what's that? Yeah, he's got the Cybertruck that didn't do quite so well. And then he's got a lot of stuff. I mean, I studied up on this guy a little bit and was reading on his life and what he was a genius from a very young age. As a kid, he really was. You know, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. Elon Musk wants to connect your brain to a computer this year as awesome Neuralink Mindchip prepares to launch. See, do I think this is the mark? No. Do I think it's a precursor or getting close to it? Yeah, I do. Because once you put a chip into somebody, you can hack their brains. Anything can be hacked. right? Bluetooth. They figured out that, like, anything that's online can be hacked. So if your brain... if your brain is online, then your brain can be hacked. Now, Elon Musk has tweeted that his brain-computer chip company Neuralink is working on an awesome version of the device. The kooky billionaire believes his brain interface tech will turn humans into a genius super race. Now, there was more than one. I might have to shut this off. Let's see. I think you probably have it on this. I might take it off of that for a second. There. Just so I can show this picture right here. Okay, here we go. Yeah, I know. I like it better like that. It's the way I like to look at it because I hate seeing those ads. Elon Musk plans to start wiring people's brains to the internet this year with his Neuralink startup. Look at that. Now, this is not your typical no-eyed law conspiracy. This is not your typical... Right. Jim just said something important. I think Elon or one of those guys at Tesla just said, if you are in the tech world and not microdosing, you are falling behind. And that is true because that's what they're doing. They're microdosing to be able to get into a spirit, to be able to get into another world so they can access another dimension and devils can download things to their brains and give them things. That's why. That's exactly right. That's exactly what they're doing. Neuralink reveals plans to use lasers to shoot holes in skulls and feed threads of electrodes into the human brain. Once implanted, the chip could connect your brain waves to an app and may be able to help people with neurological conditions. See, here's the thing. Here's what you have to understand. Okay. What have we seen a rise of and a care for, a legitimate care for, and a legitimate problem, mental health. Mental health is a legitimate problem. The way the neurons in the brain fire is a huge, huge, huge issue. It's a huge issue because Neuralink, if you have a problem with your brain firing, like right now, you could take some CBD oil. Some people take drugs that make it worse. What if this doesn't, though? What if this fixes it? What if this fixes? Because that's what it's going to do. You say, do you believe this will be effective? Absolutely, I do. I absolutely think this will be effective. I absolutely think this will work. Once implanted, the chip can connect your brain waves to an app and may be able to help people with neurological conditions. So what are they going to do? They are going to hook this to your brain. And when they hook it to your brain, what are they going to make it do? Well, if you could make the brain fire right by hooking the hooking this up to the neurons of the brain, then what happens? Then you fix it. And then if you have depression or you have people that suffer depression, if you have people that suffer from depression, if you have people that suffer from anxiety, if you have people that suffer those things, then if you could put this chip in them and rewire it, you're going to rewire their brain. Looks like that. This tiny threads pictured thinner than a human hair will be implanted into the brain. See that? And this is, the threads will be needled into people's brain using this terrifying machine right here. Then that Neuralink can be hooked up to your cell phone. These are some of the threads. This is how tiny it's going to be. They hooked this one up to a rat. This is what it would look like on a woman, just like a hearing aid, or a man. It would look like just like a hearing aid. It's a concept. Okay. Musk has been developing the technology called Neuralink because he thinks humans must become one with machines in order to survive being replaced by artificial intelligence. His plan to save the human race involves wiring computer chips into our minds to merge us with artificial intelligence. Last July, Neuralink revealed plans to use lasers to shoot holes in skulls and feed threads of electrodes into the human brain. It declared this was a potential way of connecting the human brain to machines. See, Elon Musk, he believes it's survival. What are they trying to do? They're trying to survive in this flesh. They're trying to be gods in this flesh. They don't want to repent and put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. They want to be gods in this flesh. The absolute same thing that Satan promised. Right? It's the same thing. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened and ye shall be as gods. As gods. You'll be like the gods. Now, knowing good and evil. So it's a quest for knowledge. It's the quest for knowledge. Watch this though. And you're going to see this. You're going to see it very clearly. The firm says its brain chips will give people hyper intelligence. It will give them hyper intelligence. Musk has previously claimed that the updated version of Neuralink may be in a human as soon as this year. A concept design of Musk's updated vision has not yet been revealed, nor do we know if it will even work. However, Musk is optimistic and thinks the device could even be used to restore brain and motor functions. Threads will be needled into the people's brains using this terrifying machine link we showed you. On his website, the company boasts that it is developing an ultra-high bandwidth brain machine interfaces to connect humans and computers. Look, though, the technology isn't just intended for creating a superhuman cyborg race. Musk said Neuralink will focus on medical applications such as tackling the effects of brain disease like epilepsy. So instead of using natural holistic medicine that is out there and things like that, the oils, the different things that are out there, they're going to play it like this. Well, look at all the bad the pharmaceutical companies are doing. People are committing suicide. The drugs have massive side effects. What if we just put a chip inside your brain and then it stopped that bad, those bad neural links from firing wrong, and we stopped them from firing that way and made them fire right? Well, then I could see using that, they would say. Why not? But if something is online, it can be hacked. That's the thing you have to understand. After this, the brain chips. So here's what they're going to do. Well, we have all these mental health problems out there. We have all these issues out there of depression and anxiety and PTSD and autism and all these other issues. Well, now, if you get this brain implant, then it'll fix the firing in your brain. It'll fix the way your brain fires the wrong way, and it'll make it work right, like CRISPR. After this, the brain chip will be updated to develop a symbiotic relationship between AI and humanity. Look at that. A symbiotic relationship. Well, let's do this. Here we go. Well, let's go with a better one here. Symbiosis, living together, is any type of close or long-term biological interaction between two different biological organisms, be it mutualistic, commensalistic, or parasitic. The symbiote, right? I remember when I was a kid and I watched Spider-Man. Spider-Man was up in space and he was with like the Avengers or something like that, and he got a symbiote suit. And that suit like attached onto him. He had a symbiote suit. Well, look what it says here. Their organisms, term is symbiote. Different species, they're living together, dwelling together. Well, we've seen this before. We know what that is. Right? We've seen it before. Is it 43, I think? right? And whereas thou sawest the iron mixed with the miry clay, they shall mingle themselves together with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. Boy, they're going to try it, aren't they? But look at this, says, in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. So, there's a merging there that's taking place. This is the symbiosis. That's what they want, right? The symbiosis. AI and humanity. They want to mix it together. The AI and humanity. Well, that's, if that ain't the iron mixed with clay, I don't know what is, right? Now, there's something that's going to merge these two together, though. And that's the spirit that's behind them. It is a spirit that is absolutely rebellious to the God of heaven. Ultimately, Musk thinks that implanted chips are what will protect humans from being an endangered species. Now, what does that mean exactly? Well, I have a theory. Let's start with this one. Here's what's going to happen. These aliens are going to come back. And they're going to help the, these aliens are going to come back and they're going to help the species to survive. Because you're going to die without their help. So they're going to have the technology and the wherewithal to help you. And that's what they're going to do. That's how it's going to work. And they're going to use this technology that there's a hole in right now that they don't quite have it all figured out yet. And then you, then the devils are going to be involved to make it all work. Neuralink plans to hook your brain up to a computer pictured. That's the concept that we talked about. Basically, in a nutshell, Neuralink is a project that aims to embed computer chips in people's brains. The idea is to give humans hyperintelligence by merging them with artificial intelligence. Tiny threads thinner than a human hair would pump information into your noggin. It would work a bit like an internet cable transmitting data in and out of high, at high speeds. I want you to think about that. All the knowledge is going to be in the cloud, and it's going to be downloaded to your brains. As well as making us smarter, the project promises to merge us with computers and phones. Now listen, it isn't making you smarter. No. It's giving you access to unlimited knowledge. Gnosis. Knowledge. That's what it's going to do. That means you could control your gizmos with your brain. I'll tell you what, Satan always attacks my dreams with a lot of things. I won't go into everything, obviously. But one of the things he attacks me with, that he always, like in my dreams, I'm always like flying. And I'm like, and I'm flying by my hand motions and I'm like flying up in the air. It's very strange. But who knows? Who knows what access to that and having that merge with your brain is going to allow? It's going to be more than what we can expect. Especially if it unlocks portions of your brain and merges it with that, with devils. Neuralink is bankrolled by billionaire Elon Musk. He previously said the tech would save us from a machine uprising in the future. So he's saying, look, I'm trying to protect you guys. I'm trying to use this. Now, what are they trying to protect us from? Here's what they're really saying. There's a war coming. And they're telling you about the war that's coming. Look at 2 Peter 3:10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, that's the saved, according to his promise, look for the new heavens and the new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Here's what's going on. What's going on? What's going on is they're trying to set up a war against God. That's what's happening. God says you're going to die in this flesh, and you shall not live. For it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. What is he saying? Ye shall... What did he say in Genesis 3? And the serpent said to the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. The knowledge, you'll be gods because of what you know. It is a war against God. That's what this whole thing is about. So they're going to all, listen, saved people all have one spirit. Right? We have the Holy Ghost of God if we're saved by the grace of God. We have God's spirit working in us. Let's look at this. Let's see. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. The Bible talks about work out your own salvation. Look at this. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. We have God's Spirit in us working. The Bible says we're to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you. We work out what he has worked in. That's a daily life of sanctification, separation, and honor unto God. That's the spirit that he gave us. Watch this. Let's see. Oh, I forgot where that verse is. Let me see here. Oh, here it is. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him, and hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. God gave us his Spirit. So his Spirit bears witness when we read the Bible. We understand the Word of God. We get what it says. God teaches us daily through the Scriptures. We learn from him because we have that Spirit. Now, they have a Spirit. It's called the Spirit of the world. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. They have a spirit. It's called the spirit of the world. Which one is that? It's called this one. Wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, that the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. That's their spirit. They've got one too. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. They have a spirit. It's also this spirit. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Then shall that wicked be revealed. This is the battle that's being set up right now. Doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with what? The spirit of his mouth and the brightness of his, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him, who? The Antichrist. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. What's the lie? Well, what's the truth? Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. What's the lie? The Antichrist. And they're going to all have that spirit beamed into them, into their temple. Temple. Same thing. Here's another clue to it. Look at this one. I clicked it four times. Anyway. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Why won't it shine unto them? Why won't they be able to see it? Their mind. What does it say here? The God of this world hath blinded the minds. Look, right there. They're not even going to be on the same wavelength, so to speak. They're not even going to be on the same one. because they're going to be on a different. Their minds are blinded. They've been offered godhood. They've been offered it. So there's a spirit that is coming with it. It is the spirit of this world. It is the mystery of iniquity. It is the spirit of Antichrist. It is not the same spirit that you and I have. It's going to be a totally different spirit. One that feeds into what the next thing we're going to talk about. Because while you're getting all this stuff beamed in your brain, well, this is going to be there too. It says here, AI in the adult industry, porn may soon feature people who don't exist. Porn has often driven technological innovation, but research into deep fakes raises questions about its potential misuses. A professional headshot of a man and his face carefully poised in a neutral expression, the kind that might be used in an acting portfolio. A teenage girl with red hair and glasses pouting at the camera against an outdoor backdrop. Those photographs are the sort that saturate our online world, one that you might find on a Facebook profile or LinkedIn page. The only difference, these people don't exist. They aren't the product of an algorithm, a network of images competing against each other to create convincing fakes. And experts believe that they could soon replace the pictures of real people in everything from the profiles that we match with on dating apps to the bodies that we watch in porn. Designed by former Uber engineer Philip Wang, makes use of a code called StyleGAN, short for Generative Adversarial Network. Wang has utilized his code to create a seemingly endless stream of faces. Our sensitivity to faces, when you really think about it, is a product of evolution for success mating. Successful mating, he says. What the site really demonstrates is that even for a data distribution that we are so well crafted to understand as human beings, the machine can pick apart all the relevant features and recompose them in a way that's coherent. Wang's intervention is fascinating and seemingly innocuous, and yet it shares the same technology basis as much more sinister creations. Over the past few years, GANs have been almost endemically misused to create malicious content, such as material mapping the faces of celebrities onto existing, often pornographic footage known as deep fakes. A recent study found that 96% of all deep fake videos were pornographic and in many cases are being used to harass and terrorize women. See that? What are they producing? Bunch of monsters. A bunch of sexually driven perverts. Right? A bunch of sexually driven perverts. That's what they are. That's what they're producing. With this technology already Oh, let's go back here. Says Rachel Thomas, founder of Fast.ai, an expert in applied data ethics. In general, our legal system has been slow to catch up with addressing this kind of sexual imagery, and the use of AI is deepening and accelerating with this problem. So they'll take anybody's face they can find on a computer, and they're going to match it in there, beam that into their mind, and they're going to literally be fornicating with anyone they wish to in their life. With this technology, inextricably and often problematically intertwined with sexual content, some of the predicting that even more spurious videos making use of same fake face technology might be the next avenue that the adult industry looks into. A growing body of research into creating full body deep fakes also raises questions about the potential uses and misuses of GAN. In April 2019, a Japanese artificial intelligence company developed an AI that can automatically generate entire bodies in motion. Although they envisaged this being used for advertising, the already disproportionate use of GANs for pornographic purposes means that it isn't much of a stretch to imagine how this new algorithm might be used in a similar way. The expense and effort involved in creating such footage also means that full-body deepfakes with real faces are otherwise unlikely to replace videos of actual adult performers on a significant scale anytime soon, but industry insiders are nevertheless conscious of the potential implications of this technology. Many of the characters in our experiences are CGI-generated, so full-body generated deepfakes are similar to what we do, says Ella Darling, an adult performer and founder of virtual reality company Viro Club, a platform which syncs adult toys to avatars, usually created using real models, to create a hyper-realistic pornographic experience. That's why pornography is continually going to be a hard time, a hard thing. It's going to continually be a hard battle ahead to fight. Some people are concerned that we're going to reach a place where we don't even need performers anymore because you could create AI humanoids. And I think that's something that could be damaging to performers in the industry. Well, they're a bunch of perverts anyway. They don't need to be any performers. It's wicked as hell. But the point is that it's going to make it worse. From a producer's point of view, there are many potential benefits to full-body AI-generated pornography. It opens up the possibility of experimenting with more innovative and interactive content in an era where free videos have erupted a previously profitable industry. Bunch of sickos. On the other hand, it makes it easier to create extreme content that consumers seek, but that some performers might not be prepared to participate in, but as which many new technologies, the possibility of creating that content featuring people who have never existed still throws up a host of ethical questions, considerations. As debate heightens on how adult content can warp our perception of consensual and enjoyable marriage bed things, by showing scenes that objectively women and featuring problematic activity with other concerns of exploitation. Basically, it's just perversion. I don't even need to get into any more of this. The whole deepfake situation is deeply unsettling concept because it's mostly men using women to harm other women. It's probably true. That's probably the way that it is. That's probably the design, and that's what it's for. The situation is nuanced, and it seems that there's no clear answer on the ethics or desire for AI pornography, or how much closer the technology that Wang showcases on his website brings us toward. But Wang himself remains positive. I certainly have concerns, but I also think it's better for the majority of the informed of this technology than it is to only have a half handful of experts and bad actors make use of it, he says. My goal with the site is modest. Modest? There's nothing modest about pornography. So basically, this is the direction that that's going. And what it does is, I believe they're going to use this along with this deep fake. See, if you gave most Americans, most people that view pornography, and most of the youth that are being inundated with pornography, if you gave them all of that, access to that 24/7 like they have now, but only connected to their brain where they were online, if you did that, you're going to produce people that do nothing. You're going to produce people that have no interaction with real people. All of their interaction will be completely virtual. It will take out any bit of natural affection that they have, and you will create a bunch of monsters. That's what you do. You create a bunch of monsters out there. And that's where we're headed. And then, if they ever do have interaction with people, they're only going to view people as sexual objects. Because that's all that their brain focuses on. You're literally going to create a society of absolute perverts 24/7. This is that sorcery of the end times. This is that sorcery. This is that fornication. It's all of it. That's what it's going to be used for. And those people, when you give people what they want, they'll never want the Lord. The Bible says here that God shall send them strong delusion, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. I mean, you're going to call them to repentance and to turn from their sin. Look how bad they are now. When you deal with a bunch of people that are hooked up in the brain and that's their life, that's what they do constantly. Could you imagine trying to preach the gospel to people like that and they can't even hear you? In fact, they won't even bother with you. They'll just keep going wherever they're at, wherever they go. They'll just keep going. They won't. Nothing will faze them. It is like Sodom, because when you look at those angels, I think it's what, Genesis 18? Let's see here. Actually, it's 19. And there came two angels to Sodom and Eve, and Lot sat at the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground, and he said, "Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night and wash your feet." See, those are angels, and guess what? These men of Sodom had no fear for those angels. They weren't afraid of those angels at all. They had no fear. They, like, the holiness of those angels being around them had no impact on them, except they wanted to pervert the innocence. They want to pervert the innocence. That's all they want to do. Speaking, look at what the Bible says about these end times. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. It is literally cauterized. No feeling. Numb zombies. That's what that means. To have it seared like that. With a hot iron. Do you think it's interesting that that hot iron... Remember we talked about... How about the iron mixed with the clay? Look at that. The iron mixed with the clay, with the miry clay. What does it say here? Their conscience seared with a hot iron. If it's that chip in their brain, seared. So then what happens? Nothing. There's nothing there. And that's what we're coming to. When you see people, I'm telling you nowadays, they don't laugh. They don't, some of them are just zombies. They're just gone. But you get them on this, and they're going to be zombies. They're going to be zombies. Nothing there. You get somebody's brain hooked on pornography. You get hooked on all those things. They ain't nowhere around, man. They're going to be done. You talk right through them, man. They can't even hear you. They just can't hear a thing. And this is what's coming. That's what's coming. If you give them all the pleasures and the desires of their heart, if you give them all that, they don't think they're going to have any reason to be saved. They don't have any reason to be saved. That's what they're going to say. Well, what? I mean, what do I need God for? We hear them say that now. Just think what they're going to say when they're completely consumed with pornography and they're completely consumed with sin. When it's a microchip in their brain that's fired into their neurons and tells them everything. Shows them every image, their mind. Okay, so basically what's going to happen? Every image that your mind portrays, you can give yourself over to. And it will basically make your mind whatever. Look at this. And God saw the wickedness of man, that it was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. What did God do when we came to that place in time? He destroyed the earth with a flood. What does the Bible say? But as in the days of Noah, where, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Let's see, For I would not have, brethren, that you should be not ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that the blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. Okay, in Daniel it talks about the fullness. Let's see, I think it's iniquity. I think it's Daniel. Because I can't remember it. Let's see. It is. Here it is. Let's see. For iniquity. I can't find it. Okay. Let's see, maybe it's under iniquities. I cannot remember it. Oh, the transgression. Man, I can't remember it. Let's see here. Maybe it's in there. I forgot the verse. I'm sorry. It's escaping me. Iniquities, line iniquities. That's not it. Maybe it's the transgression. I forgot the verse. It happens. The transgression of desolation. Let's see here. Let me see if I can find it here. Transgression. Anyway, I can't remember the verse, but it talks about the fullness of the transgression that would come in, all right? And in the fullness of time, right, the fullness of the transgression, the transgressors, it could be. See if I can remember that. Here we go. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full. When the transgressors, see what it says there? When the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. That's the Antichrist. He's the king of fierce countenance. When the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding of dark sentence shall stand up. So what is that? That's the fullness of transgression when it comes. And that's the same time the Lord destroyed the earth. And he's going to do it again. When these things take over, when people do that, then when people give themselves over to this, Romans chapter 1, shows us also, you know, where they're headed. where they're headed. These are those people being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, they which commit such things, are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So, you're seeing where this is all headed. It's all headed in that direction. Once these people are given over to that, they're not going to have any desire to come back. They're not going to want to come back for any reason. Because every fantasy and every desire that they have is going to be fulfilled. They will be given totally over to the flesh. To fulfill whatever lustful desires they have. And they're going to give them whatever they want. Satan's going to give them whatever they want. If they want drugs, they'll have it. If they want fornication, they'll have it. I believe most of them will take a mark that'll be like this, but the mark's not going to be, I don't believe the mark is going to be like what people think. A lot of people think the mark is going to be forced. I don't believe it. It says he causeth, not that he forceth. Right? He doesn't force, he causes. That's where that's going. That's the direction that it's going in. So you and I know what the book says. We know how it's going to end. And if we're saved by the grace of God, we follow the Lord. We don't give in to what this world is trying to teach us. And what's being pushed today, because this technology is headed for this. Once you take this and you put this in your brain, you are giving people your brain. You are actually giving them control of your mind. That's what this is. This is the ultimate in mind control. Because it's online. Everything online is hackable. Everything. So then the mind itself will be controlled. That's what this is. That's what it's about. That's what the battle is. And once people do it, whether it's there or in their right hand, right? It's over, I think. But I think what you're doing is you're giving people access. You're not even going to be able to control yourself. And probably if this was pulled out of you after it's in you and you remove it, you'd probably die. Or you don't have a brain left. What will be the effects of the brain be if these things are taken out? We don't know. But when people get this and they get every fantasy and every desire that they want, why will they care? That's why the Bible says to deny our flesh, to take up our cross, and to follow Christ. That's why the Bible says that. Because we're not to gratify our own selves. We're not to live for ourselves, but we're to deny ourselves. And we're to live for Christ. We're to lose our life in this world that we may gain it. We're to die to self. That's what the Bible says for us to do. We're not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. We're not to live our lives to please ourselves, but to please Christ. See, we're already being set up for this in a lot of ways. Why? Entertainment. Entertainment. We are set up that everything has to entertain us. Have you ever noticed that? You go to the gas station, they got to have music entertaining you. If you, wherever you go, there has to be some form of entertainment for you. I mean, the other week, we went out 2 weeks in a row. We went out tracting and preaching the second week, tracting only the first week. But we went out and we're preaching and I'm watching these people. I'm watching these people at this parade. And I'm watching how absolutely enthused these people are and how the music plays and they dance around like a bunch of monkeys when the music plays. And I'm not trying to belittle them. I'm just telling you that it's like when the music hits, they're dancing. And they're so, they have to, the need to be entertained is so strong out there today. That it's like everything we do has to entertain. And I'm not saying you got to walk around and never enjoy anything. I'm not talking about that. It's just simply that we're being set up to be entertained constantly. Your children, if they go to a doctor's office or if they go sit down. Like people are amazed when we take our children to a restaurant that they're not up running everywhere and I don't have a cell phone in their face to make them calm down. But they can sit there at a table and they can eat their food and they don't have to go running around and I don't have to give them a cell phone to entertain them. Or if they sit somewhere, they don't have to be entertained. People are shocked by that now. And they're shocked by it because everywhere you go, everything has to be entertainment. So these kids either watch programs or movies or video games nonstop. But But these kids can't communicate with anybody out there in the world today. They don't talk to people. I get a kick out of that whole argument. Well, homeschool kids, the greatest thing that they have concerns are their socializing. It's such a joke. My children can sit and talk and have a full conversation with you at a young age, at like 4 years old. One of my younger ones can sit there and have a conversation with you. They can talk to you. It's just it's so stupid with that argument. But you go to kids that are in public school, and what are they doing? They're looking at a cell phone, and they can't have a conversation with you. They can't even talk to you. They don't look you in your eye. They can't have a conversation with you. And that's what all this is setting up for, is to further divide people from reality. To divide them from reality. And it's actually what's coming. More and more, it's what's happening. And it's going to be more and more and more. Anyway, I think we'll probably stop there with that. I probably won't get into some of these other things. I think that's good for what we're talking about, just to kind of leave it there with this subject. It really is an important one. So if anybody has anything to, if you have any questions or anything like that, feel free to ask. right. Well, somebody asked the question, what do I think about the Trump impeachment? I think a lot of it is just a distraction. I think they legitimately hate the guy, though, because he is different than them in some ways. But a lot of it's a distraction for sure. You know, other than that, I think that's what a lot of it is. But, well, we got to stay aware of what's going on around us. Especially, that's why I do these broadcasts like this, because it's very important that we kind of are aware of what is going on technology-wise and in the future and what we're facing. Because I think we're going to be facing a lot of scary things in the future. But if we understand what the Bible says, if we understand what God's Word guides us, that God's Word is the guide and not how we feel, and if we understand those things, then we will be used of Him and protected by Him. Right, the fascists hated the communists, yeah. I mean, it's just, it's kind of a game, yeah. Yeah, I didn't go very long today. It was an hour and 42 minutes or whatever, but, you know, but that's okay. Some days are longer than others. I don't want to belabor the point or add a bunch of stuff in here. I got a lot to do here, and I got to get going. Today I'm going to spend some time with my son and my dad. I'm going to go to the shooting range and shoot some guns, and I've got some praying to do here this afternoon and some other things like that. So you keep praying for us, please, and pray for our ministry. Pray for the Lord to provide for us, and as God always does, He's good to us. But somebody said, why do you do preach suicide is okay? I don't preach suicide is okay. I preach suicide's a sin. And I don't believe people are saved that actually commit suicide. So that's, you can go find my suicide series on that and look at that. Yep, you got to pray for the president. You got to pray for everybody. Will you be in Charismania soon again? I don't know. I don't have any real plans to right now as far as what I'm going to go through. I may be doing one of those a week on depression on Job and just his reaction and dealing with that. I might do one of those every week. And all that kind of stuff. So I may just deal with that topic and do that Bible study weekly. On that. Yeah. So, but anyway, so it's, yeah, keep praying for us and our ministry and all the work that we do and our outreach, the gospel witness, and all those other things that the Lord has allowed us to do. And we'll see you then again on Monday. Have a good night.